Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. It is said that patience is a virtue, but that does not mean it is easy to come by. It is hard to be patient. It becomes especially difficult when the challenges of life become more intense. So how does a person live a patient life? We can start by considering those who were patient in the past, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord, as a good example. In spite of being persecuted for proclaiming God's word, they patiently waited for the Lord to carry out His will. The prophets were able to be patient because they had confidence in God's ability to act at the right time and in the right way. This trust is the very heart of patience. It is also what we are expressing every time we pray the Lord's Prayer and say, "Your will be done." This request requires patience to wait for the Lord to bring about His good will. While we may desperately want God to follow our timetable, He has His own. He works according to His wisdom, for which there is no comparison. He also works according to His power, for which there is no equal. Both of these traits are combined with His undeserved love. That is why we can live a patient life. We have every confidence God has everything in control, and His plans take every nuance into account. There is one additional source of patience we can turn to. It is Jesus, our Savior. In undeserved love and patience, He did not deal with us as our sins deserve. He forgave us. He washed us clean and declared us not guilty, not only once, but daily and without limit. He also intercedes for us and assures us everything will work together for our blessing. Knowing this provides us with the ability to live a patient life. Lord, forgive me for my impatience. Give me the strength of faith I need to say, "Your will be done." Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.